The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett, Golf Talk America, PGATour.com, PGA Tour Radio, along with Steve Elkington of SecretGolf.com, Secret Golf. Steve Elkington, by the way, if you don't know, then you're just dumb. But Steve Elkington is a 10-time PGA Tour winner, two Players Championships, one Riviera Country Club PGA Championship, one of my favorite clubs in California. And hey, Steve, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Frank. Happy belated 4th of July to you.
You bet. Are you still underwater in Houston?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Wow.
We just sat around the house, watched movies, and cooked brisket yesterday. That was our day.
That's not all bad. I watched Blazing Saddles for the 130th time and just had a good time last night. Anyway, hey, let's get to it. We've got somebody special, a secret golfer from the LPGA Tour, I believe a two-time major champion with us. Why don't you bring her in?
Well, the reason we're here today to talk to Brittany Litchicum, she is going to be playing on the PGA Tour next week, and I wanted to ask her a question because it's sponsored by the Barbasol, and I'm wondering, it's almost like a trivia question, is Barbasol the only sponsor of the PGA and the LPGA Tour? Brittany, welcome. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. That is a great question. I'm going to say yes, just because I think Barbasol Pure Silk is the greatest, so I'm going to go with yes.
So the next week they get all the faces and the legs next week. Is what well, some of our guys may shave it. I mean, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that. I don't shave my legs, okay? Get that out of here.
Yeah, for the record. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Brittany, welcome in. It's so good to have you on the show, and we so look forward to you being the first woman ever that has played in a PGA Tour event to make the cut.
Oh.
And you're going to
no
do
pressure.
It. No pressure. No pressure. You're going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No pressure.
Unbelievable, no. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, my first question, I know I've been reading some of your quotes, and everybody obviously wants to talk to you, but you're our own player, so... What does it feel like now that you're, you know, almost a week out? How are you starting to organize yourself? Because tour players, I know you're would be starting to organize yourself mentally. Is there anything that you're adding to your game as far as equipment changes or anything as you even approach this next week?
You know, it was brought to me so late last minute that there wasn't really that much extra time to kind of prepare. So this week I've been home, which is great. I've done some fishing, which is great. Playing golf tomorrow for the first time in a week. So I've taken some time off, which I would normally do. So I'm just trying to treat it like a normal event, you know, don't want to add any more pressure to it, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of extra hybrids, I know, and, obviously missing a few extra greens here and there. So the hybrids and the chipping would be the things that I'd be working on. Maybe next week I'll kind of do that a little bit just to kind of prepare, but just trying to take it, you know, as a normal event and not put any extra pressure on it.
There'll be plenty of hype, as we know. I was at both other PGA Tour events that LPGA players with Annika Sorenstam was at Colonial. That was the first one, and that was crazy. And then, of course, Michelle Wee teed it up at the John Deere. She was out on the putting green. You know, early in the week, and I went over and introduced myself to Michelle. I had met her from before and just told her, you know, welcome, because everybody was like, you know, everyone's trying to stay away from them, you know, all this sort of stuff. What is other tour players, or do you have any idea what it's going to be like from the players? Or, I mean, I know you're getting a lot of support from everyone else, but have you heard from any of the boy players or anything teasing you or anything like that?
Unfortunately, I haven't. You know, the tours keep us so separated that we never get to see any of the guys, which is so unfortunate because I love playing with the guys. And, you know, being in Tampa, there's just not that many. You know, everyone's always in Orlando or down in South Florida. So, I don't get to see any of the guys, but my fellow LPGA family has been super supportive. You know, right when it got announced, everybody came to me and they were all so excited. They were all like, I can't wait to watch you play. And that was a really cool feeling.
Hey, Brittany, your amateur career, I mean, didn't you play on the boys' team at one time?
I sure did, yeah. there just wasn't a lot of girls back in the day that played golf. Thank goodness, you know, nowadays it's becoming a bigger thing. But yeah, back in the day, I had to play on the high school boys team, and I think it was great. It was great for my game. You know, it was nice playing with the guys. They were obviously better, and it was good to play with good players.
Yeah, that's always helpful. That's why I played with Steve Elkington, you know.
That's a good idea.
I'm not worried about you at all, because I know it'll be a little nervy when you get on, but once you get out there and you start hitting the ball, you'll be fine. Statistically speaking, what are you up against? What is the driving distance? Because you're considered one of the longest hitters on the LPGA, which makes sense for you to go play on the tour. I mean, or have a go. I mean, when Annika played at Colonial, it was one of the shortest courses, so it made sense for her to play on that layout. What is, how far do you hit it? Just so we can talk about this just for a second.
I think my average is 272 right now.
Yep.
So it's just going to be a length, yeah, for sure. So
that's
I hear average. I'm about average or just below average what the PGA Tour is. So, you know, obviously driving the fairway, I'm not going to be able to get to the par fives and two, just kind of lay it up to my favorite number and make birdie the old-fashioned way, and then maybe a couple longer par threes than I'm used to. But the length is definitely going to be the hardest challenge.
Yeah. Elk, as you well know, too, this Barbasol event is the first, it's a first-timer now for Lexington, Kentucky. So outside of the fact that Brittany's playing in this thing and all the hype that's around that and the excitement, it's going to be hugely exciting for the Lexington, Paris, you know, horse farm area of Kentucky. This is going to be a big, big tournament.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's, you know, it's opposite the British Open, which is a lot of focus beyond that. So to some extent, that may defuse some of the pressure a little bit, but they're still going to be great. I mean, look at the publicity that Steph Curry and Tony Romo got, which, you know, there's this old argument that says this. They say, oh, you know, every writer's argument is, Steph Curry can play because the sponsor invited him, and it's so good for the players, it's so good for the sponsors. Well, all the tour players, they never say anything, Brittany, I want to hear what you think, but there's never been a dollar put in anyone's pocket for Steph Curry playing in an event. They say, oh, it's going to build more brand, more for the brand. Well, not really. But this one, this invitation, Brittany Lynchicum, has a real potential, because there'll be a lot of girls that'll go out and say, hey, we can actually see ourselves playing with the boys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was at KPMG last week, and I had a dad and a daughter come up to me, and the little girl was just so excited. You know, the dad said she didn't even want to go to the event, and she heard you were playing, and now we have to go. So that's a really cool feeling. Anytime you can influence a child, a female child, even just to get into the game of golf, you know, I feel like I've done my job, and it's just a cool feeling.
Now, your sponsor, we talked about it in the opening, Pure Silk, what have they been like talking to you? I'm sure you have a close relationship with the people there. What are they, when they came to you, what did they say, or did they just drop it on you?
Tom Murray came to me literally, it's probably about a month and a half ago now. Like, everyone thinks that, oh, I've had all year to kind of prepare and think about this, but it literally was just brought to me a couple weeks ago, and he said, hey, I have this sponsor invite, I would love for you to play. I said, okay, I'll think about it, and literally thought about it for less than a day, and called him back and said, oh my gosh, I would love the opportunity, and just super excited. You know, I feel like I can learn from the guys, and I'm excited to get out there and just kind of see maybe how their course management is and how they work the ball around the golf course, and maybe I could take something back to the LPGA.
Brittany, do you have anybody that you really kind of want to be paired with the first day? Anybody you've thought about?
Martin Piller, obviously, Drina Piller
sure.
plays on my tour, so I know him pretty well. So I think that would make me feel more comfortable playing with him.
Secret golfer, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Yes. I did see Davis Love just signed up to play, so I'm kind of going to play with him as well. So I'm not sure how that's all going to work out just yet.
Yeah, Martin would be good, since you're friends with Drina, and he's, again, he's a, like Elt said, he's a secret golfer, as well as you are, and we'll get into more of later.
For those that don't know, Martin Piller is the husband of Drina Piller, who they just had a baby, and there's a lot of babies being born around the LPGA. I know Stacey Lewis is about to announce her pregnancy, or her baby time, right? She's got maybe one or two more events?
Yeah, I believe she's playing in Toledo, where she's either from or has a lot of family at, and then after that, she's calling it quits. Last week, it was really hot, and it's finally starting to get to her. She's getting a little tired.
Yeah, I was going to play golf with them today up at Blue Jack with her and her husband, Sarah Chadwell, but it's just so rain. It rains so much, we're not going to do it. But
oh, that's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, it is. Frank,
we can only
wish Brittany the best of luck next week. We'll be all watching. I'll be watching it more intently than I will be on anything. Brittany, all the best for you.
Hey.
We'll be happy to have you back and talk about what you learned from the men. And of course, we know that you're going to represent the LPGA.
Oh, fabulously. Yeah, we're so excited for Barbasol, for you, for Pure Silk, which is a Barbasol product. Murray is, as you said, Tom Murray is a great guy, his family. That's great company, great people. Brittany, before we let you go, though, a couple of questions that we usually ask, or we try to ask most of our professionals that come on the show. Who's your favorite band and or musician?
Oh, man, that's a really tough one. I really like country music, so Carrie Underwood or Little Big Town is good.
LBT.
Anybody country, really.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm based out of Nashville, so anytime you want to come to Nashville, let us know, and we'll take you around and introduce you to some of those people. They're just regular folks around town with all of us, and they all like golf, so.
Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite Brittany? All-time movie, favorite.
Oh, favorite movie. Man, it's a more current one than old, but Bridesmaids is probably my favorite movie right now.
Okay, that's great.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, we are
my wife and daughter made me go to that.
Yeah, that is funny. I've seen it too. Hey, we are so excited for you, for your career. I mean, you're a fabulous player and a fabulous representative for your brand, your ambassadorship, as well as the LPGA. And we wish you certainly, I know Elk does too, all the best of success and your future endeavors, and especially Barbasol. You got to make the cut. No pressure.
Yeah.
You just got to.
Well,
make
let's just have fun and then hit good shots, and that'll take care of itself. Now, the greatest thing is that we'll be shooting Brittany Lynchcombe's own personal channel probably at the end of the summer, so people that get to see her next week will be able to enjoy hearing all about her game, Frank. That'll be the best part about this.
Yeah, that's going to be great. SecretGolf.com is not just because you're on with me right now and because we're partners in this Golf Talk America Secret Golf thing, but it is a fabulous site to go to get real-time, real-life instruction, ideas, thoughts from PGA, LPGA, and Web.com pros. I mean, it's a great site, and love it. So, there you go. Brittany, thank you again so much. I know you have a lot of interviews going, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us on Golf Talk America and Secret Golf.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, not bad, huh? That was good. We're still live, by the way, so. So there you have it. A great little interview with Brittany Lincecum, and Steve Elkington, and myself the other day in preparation for her Barbasol Championship. We'll be back again tomorrow with some live reporting from Carnoustie. Tim Matthews will be back. Steve Elkington will discuss a little bit of his insights into the Open Championship and how he played it. We'll also be live from the Barbasol Championship. So stay tuned to Golf Talk America. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you enjoyed that quick interview with Brittany Lincecum. And again, we'll be back with much more live from the Barbasol Championship and live from the Open Championship at Carnoustie. Thank you for listening to Golf Talk America on PGATour.com.